Louisiana Attorney General backs further Sugar Bowl delay after New Orleans attack. By Simon Kent on January 2, 2025. Louisiana's Attorney General is seeking a further delay for the Sugar Bowl after the deadly New Year's Day terrorist attack in New Orleans. The college football playoff game between Georgia and Notre Dame was originally scheduled for Wednesday. It was then delayed for 24 hours after at least 15 people were killed, including a former Princeton football star, in the wake of a terrorist driving a truck through crowded Bourbon Street as revelers celebrated at around 3:15 a.m., as Breitbart News reported. An FBI investigation continues into driver Shamsuddin Jabbar, 42. The agency said in a statement that at the time of the attack, he was driving a Ford pickup truck that appeared to have been rented, and that an ISIS flag was located in the vehicle. The New York Post reports Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrill told NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt on Wednesday night she would have preferred the football game get delayed at least until Friday. "Not my decision, but I would like to see it delayed at least another day," Morrill told the network. "If they asked my opinion, I would tell them that." Organizers of the Sugar Bowl, being held at the Caesar Superdome, which is about 1 mile away from the attack, decided to move the game to Thursday at 4 p.m. ET. The winner of the game will play Penn State 1 week later on January 9 in the Orange Bowl. "We have been in consultation with ESPN, with the college football playoff, with the Southeastern Conference, with the University of Georgia, with Notre Dame. All parties and all agree that it's in the best interest in everybody in public safety that we postpone the game for 24 hours," Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley said during a press conference Wednesday afternoon to confirm the change. ESPN's Laura Rutledge reported earlier in the day the Georgia football team has been sheltering after the attacks. In separate statements, both the Bulldogs and Notre Dame Fighting Irish football say all their personnel have been accounted for. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.